Holy Spirit.
Oh God. Ay. I was okay until a couple of minutes ago, and then I kind of just fell into something. Whee! So it'll really go well with you if you drink more than think. Because if you're expecting a linear message this morning, you're really going to get disappointed. I feel, and therefore I am. Whee! Wow, Holy Spirit, I think you're here. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'll try and be brief. Oh, God, help. Double help. Woo. He's really here. He's here because you're here. Wow. Where you are, he is. Wow. Ay. This is different yet familiar, yet unusual, yet familiar. Just close into God. It's so more important that you are engaged. Wassa. He's really, really here. I've seen, and it feels, that's why I say it feels familiar. I was in a prophetic school a few years back doing a prophetic thing in a prophetic school, imagine. And I was about to give a message. Then all of a sudden, it was like I had this check. Wow. And I kind of just stood back, and a couple hundred people got caught up in the glory. Whee! And it feels exactly the same, yet unusually different. Wow. So if you're willing, I believe that he wants to catch you up. Caught up, raptured. He does want to take you somewhere. He is going to take you somewhere. And that's totally up to him as he permissions your heart. To come boldly before the throne of grace. Whew. Wow. Wow. I bless the Spirit of the Lord that's here. The presence, the glory, the goodness. Whoa. Meow. Let the wine flow, God. Let the wine of your presence. Let the wine. Let the heavy, I just feel the heavy kabod of the Spirit of the Lord. And where the Spirit is, there is complete liberty. Total freedom. Total freedom dwells with and in the Spirit of the Lord. And it's interesting that the theme has already been bubbling up through a couple of the words already. I felt like the Lord is saying, do you understand how effortless the kingdom is? Whew. I'm finding that if I start trying, it scares the dove away. Wow. But as I just choose, it's as simple as a choice, especially in this kind of atmosphere when it's evident that He is here. We just got to choose to pay attention to Him. You know, Brother Lawrence, in his book, everybody would come to him. He would wash dishes in the glory of God. And the presence and the kabod and the majesty of God was so on him. He practiced the presence. By simply giving attention to the indwelling presence of God. Whoa. And the more he galvanized his gaze, and the more that we galvanize our gaze toward the one who loves us, to seek is simply to pay attention. Wow. To give our affection to the things above and not on earth. Set your mind, set your affections on things above. And as the Spirit of the Lord is doing stuff right now all over you, whether you feel it or whether you don't, it's not about whether you feel it, but it, you know, some are sensors and feelers and some are seers, and one isn't more important. They're all vitally important and valuable to the kingdom. But if you get carried away, tune me out. If he starts speaking to you, just push my ignore button and go with him. He's more important. Lord, I bless the revelatory. To be imparted. I bless revelation, counsel, might, majesty, 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 the strong Spirit of the Lord resting on a people, resting and remaining on a yielded vessel, making continual choices to yield, to be yielded. I like what Catherine Kuhlman used to say, he's not looking for golden vessels. He's not looking for magnificent vessels. He's only looking for yielded vessels. Yielded vessels. Just drink them in. Just pay attention to the Spirit in the room. There is, he's really, really heavy here. He's really big here. Holy Spirit, we honor you. The glory of the Father, we honor you. We give you preeminence. We give you, wow, the highest place, because you are here to reveal the things of Christ Jesus. You are here to magnify the Father. You are the one sent from heaven to earth, and you are the one that is in us and upon us, and you are the one that is magnificent and glorious. You are the one that is all-powerful on earth as it is in heaven, and you are the one that is the agent of heaven on earth through and on us. We honor you. We drink with our senses. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, as beholding as a mirror, as in a mirror, the glory of God. We are transformed into the same image. You're beholding him right now. At least you should be, because I'm telling you, when God is in the room, the protocol, the kingly kingdom protocol is all eyes on the king, fully focused, fully toward him, single-minded, single-focused toward the presence of the king, toward who he is as he is. He's as big to you as you will let him be. Whew. Wow. He will be everything you let him be. Will we let him be the all-sufficient, all-powerful, all-glorious, all-consuming? Will we let him be the one that owns us? He will take your depression, because it isn't yours, and he will replace it with divine hope. He will take the depression. It is not who you are. You are a child of hope. A child of hope. Not because you work it up, but because there's been an exchange. Will you realize with Holy Spirit that there has been an exchange? If I don't realize that there's been an exchange, I will stay in a lesser paradigm of thought, state of existence. Thank you, Lord. Keep overflowing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I bless what you want to do, Lord. I bless everything you have purposed to do for every single child in here, every child of yours that's here, Lord. I bless the unlocking. Bing!
Wipe out.
Whooshka. The unlocking of their thinking. The unlocking of their belief structure. Some of you need to let him into your belief room. I see it's like a living room, but it's like it's been closed off. You can trust him. You can trust him to change what you believe. In fact, I'm seeing that there's something that's been guarding that house, that room. Whee! And that guardian, wow, doesn't want you to believe on a new level. Because if you do, you will be set free. Wow. So just invite, say, Lord, come into my belief room. Come into the chamber of my beliefs. Wow. And rearrange anything that you need to rearrange. Remove anything that needs to be removed. In order that you have full occupancy of the house. Yes, you are the house. You are the temple, the cathedral of the Trinity. Whoa. Wow. Take a big drink. There's wine for the flow. Whoa. Whoa.
Whee!
Keep coming, Holy Spirit. What's up? Wow. Presence of the Lord. More revelation. Achawawa. More revelation. Deep does call to deep this morning. Deep calls to deep. Holy Ghost, we ay ay ay, take us into the moo, the fullness. Boldly going where religion hasn't let you go before. Moo. It's okay to have fun in church. It's okay to see that Jesus laughs in the heavens. Whoa, that he's a happy king. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That he's a whole lot less angry than what the church is telling the people of the world. Whoosh. He's in a good mood. Whoosh. He's in a good mood. Who? He's in a good mood, Mississauga. He's in a good mood. He's in a good mood. He's happy. He's happy. He's happy. He's happy. He's happy. Whoosh. I want to know a happy God. Bing! I've known too much of the religious Jesus. I've known too much of the sourpuss of the Lord that has never been the true representation of what he is and who he is as he is, because he's a happy king, because the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance. It's not the hard word. It's not the he's a good God. Come on into the house of wine. Come on in. The wine is fine. Come on in to the house of wine. Come on in and drink, for the wine is fine. It'll make you see things you've never seen before. The house of wine is mighty fine. I love to dine with my bride. Come on into the deep. The water's fine. The waters of my wine are mighty and fine. They will make you shine. The wine will make you shine. What kind of message is this? I'm assigned to make you wonder, is he even saved?
Bing! Brrr. Wipe out!
Whoosh!
Whee!
Gonna be okay. Woo. You see, we're not used to this on just a casual meeting. It's gotta be in one of those pivotal peaking moments from a conference. It can't happen on Sunday morning, does it? Whooshka, whooshka, woo. Surely we haven't worked it up enough, Faustin. Whoosh. Surely this couldn't be really him. Surely, wee. But I tell you, Church of the Most High, if we aren't prioritizing the presence, we will prioritize the program, and it will leave you dry and dusty in the wilderness and desert land. Wow. Whew. Principles are okay, but they will only lead you to the kingdom without a king. If you don't put priority to the presence of majesty himself, then you will have a Christian religion full of principle, but void of power. We will be like everything we've looked at before and said, wow, they've got a form of godliness, but where's the beef? Yes, it can even happen to catch the fire. Yes, it even can happen to me. Since 94, I've been trying to drink and trying to do and trying and trying and trying. But I tell you, he's arresting me afresh. And he told me a while ago, Larry, you can have a knowledge of ministry and not know me. And he proceeded to keep me off a ministry team after 6 years of building my empire and reputation. Everybody knew me. I said, God, you know what you're doing. How dare you touch me? And then I said, oh, yes, I forgot. You're Lord and I'm not. And so I've been on a quest. What does it mean to intimately know beyond the structure, beyond the stuff, beyond program, beyond principle? There's good place for that. There's good place for stuff. But I'd say the stuff is kind of out in the outer court. And there has to be a purpose-filled, intentional quest to be a presence-driven people. Wow. A presence-driven people will be so intimately acquainted with the Most High, with the King of Glory, so intimately acquainted as they dwell in that beautiful refuge of intimacy, that refuge of beauty, that refuge of what's up of the house of wine. And then all of a sudden, the Lord of the harvest rises up within them. It says, come, let's run on the mountains. Come, let's go over the hills. Come, let's go and gather a harvest. But it's not until he initiates it, lest we build another empire and build another program that will intentionally become a dry and dusty bowl without water, called the Spirit of Life. This isn't my message. But it is the message. The presence is a whole lot more attained through an effortless lifestyle with him. The more I try, the more it doesn't come. The more I just have been minding my own business. Like this morning, I was ready to give a nice little 2-point sermon. I'll be done and clappy, clappy, wee. And then all of a sudden, he shifts me into a place. Where I am just pickled inside. I'm just filled and filled and filled. I'll leave you with this food for thought. Because what I'm finding is that he's prepared a way for us. I mean, we always sing that, oh, I'll prepare the way, we prepare the way, we prepare the way for the Lord. Well, I believe that he's in a mode of preparing a place for us in the Spirit. And what I'm seeing over and over and over again, and he just totally arrested me with it this morning, today, earlier. Yeah, it was here today. Is that I can sink into, wow, that I can fall into, that I can just be about what I'm about, but then all of a sudden, boom, he's there. Wow, he's there. This will make you happy, or this will challenge, or this will, but it's the word, so. It's been challenging me and challenging my pursuit, challenging me, my understanding of pursuit, my understanding of being filled, my understanding of all the stuff that we're used to. In Colossians, wow, oh Lord, Colossians 2, I'll just touch on a few things. Start with 8, Colossians 2, 8, and then we'll go down. I'm in the Amplified because we need more amps. Wow. Whew. I like more ampage. Wow. So I'll endeavor to read this. It says, see to it that no one carries you off as a spoil and makes you yourself captive by his so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit, idle fantasies, and plain nonsense. Wow. Following human tradition, men's ideas, crude notions, following rudimentary, whoosh, elemental teachings, wow, of the universe. And anything, what it's saying is anything that is disregarding the teaching and the reality of Christ. For in him, Christ, the whole fullness of the Godhead continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And this is the next one that's ruining my comfortable something. And it says, and you are in him made full, having come to fullness of life, and in brackets, in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Bing! You too are filled with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. What are we? How? And, you know, and again... It's arresting me. It's arresting me because I haven't had a functional belief system, but I've had to let him come in that room of belief because my actions have displayed something contrary. My actions have not displayed a net. They've not been in harmony with what he says we now have. What he says, when we were recreated in Christ, when we were brought into the kingdom, the fullness of the Trinity lives in every single one that believes in Jesus. Right now, right now, God, all of God lives in you. All of God. All of God. All the Father, all the Son, all the Spirit. I don't know how that technically or logistically can do it, but the Word is the Word is the Word. The fullness of God dwells somewhere in my being. Will the real Trinity stand up? What if? What if? Even two, Faustin, even two were completely, fully persuaded, just like Father Abraham in Mississauga. Two people. What would happen to the city? What would happen to the youth? What would happen to this school? What would happen to our nation if even just two dared to believe, dared to exude, exhibit, and make known and make manifest? He that is in us is greater. He that is in us is not a Sunday morning religion. Why do we gather? To build one another up, to spur one another on. Not to hype one another up, but to spur one another on. I want to so get in your face this morning. I will make you either miserable or think of it. Oh, yes, brother, but, you know, it's probably in the millennia when that happens, right? Because you see, we can't contain the fullness while we're in these earthen vessels. It's when you die is then you will be fully known. So you're telling me that you're giving more power to death than to the resurrection of the Lord. What happened at the resurrection? Some little drop? Some little junior spirit? Some little dabble, do you? And you got to keep going to all these things. I tell you, what if? I'm not prophesying, but what if? What if Mother Campus could be no more? What if something, God forbid, took place in this city, took place in this nation, that we didn't have the freedom to come to any meeting ever again? What if? What are China people doing? It isn't because they've got great big giant congregations, yet they do, but that's a result of. Oh, I'm passionate about this because somewhere, somehow, there's been a lie creeped into my Christianity for 23 years. I haven't been walking. I haven't been living in the place called the fullness of God. And yet I've been a part of a move of God that has touched the earth, but yet I'm still acting as though I don't even have God on me. How can that be? Does there something has to happen in my belief structure? I'm not taking away from all the great good things that have happened in the last 17 years and more. But I tell you, we keep crying out for more. But what does it mean, more? What does more mean? Does it mean you get more of God? How could you, in alignment with this scripture, I'll try and be brief. In alignment with this scripture, it says you're already full. It says we are already full of the Trinity. I know you're looking at me how I feel. You're looking at me with deer in the headlights because it's like, is this really true? In one of the versions, it says, and you have the Trinity because of your union with Christ. Where is it preached? Where have I heard in the last 23 years that I'm already in union with God. Because I've kind of adopted some thinking that I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then when I do this, and after I do this, then I might be privileged enough to be chosen to find the union with God. Again, there's not enough time to expound on it, but he's shaking my thinking, my believing. It's haunted me. I'll try and quit with this. It's haunted me where it says in the scripture, they that are joined to the Lord are one spirit. So we've heard the bridegroom theology, that he is our bridegroom. But we know that God doesn't do anything illegal, right? He would never do anything contrary to what is righteous, what is just, what is holy. There is no way that I could be one with Jacqueline until I was married. So, I'm not saying this, but maybe I'm saying this. I'm just searching this out. What if I'm already married to Jesus in the Spirit? And I know there's a teaching out there called the betrothal and all that stuff. I'm not trying to touch that. I'm trying to go deeper. If there's a mystery about being one with Christ that we are afraid to touch because religion has put it off in the millennium, that when we go to be with Jesus, that's when we're married. And yes, okay, I can give you that much. But what does it mean right now on this side of the rapture, whatever, that you are already one with Jesus Christ right now, that they that are joined to the Lord are one spirit. Without a philosophy of trying to take away from the word is the word is the word, right? You are one with God. And that's the version, I can't remember the name of the version, sorry, but 2:10 of Colossians says, because of your union with him, you have all of God. Because of your union, present tense, we have been united in his death, we have been united in his resurrection, and in his ascension. So right now, and again, this is a mystery, because how can you be sitting in Mississauga and yet sitting in heaven at the same time? But it's absolute truth. I just want to shake you up in a good way and spur you to search it out. If this is true, this could change everything. This could change everything. If a company of people, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, a congregation investigated this, God, if this is true, prove it. If this is true, what we're seeing in here, please give me revelation. Let the eyes of our understanding be flooded with light to see the hope of his calling and his resurrection and his inheritance in the saints. There's an inheritance that you and I have never, ever discovered. There is a million acres called the kingdom of heaven within us. Each that we have not yet discovered, because we've not been, I think, permissioned to discover. Because you don't, I'm going to attack a lie from hell right now, where it says, don't be so heavenly minded, because then you'll be no earthly good. And it sounds noble, because we want to be practical, we need to be balanced, we need to be this. Okay, I'll give that to you, but is Jesus Christ our example? He always had his affections and all of his mind. I only do what I see the Father do. He walked and moved. He said, it's not the works that I do, but the Father in me. Our example is, it's not the works of Faustin or Larry or Marina or Jacqueline, it's Christ in us, doing the works, healing the sick, because we are a people that are being fully persuaded that we have the Trinity living inside. Woo, doggy, we're going surfing. I felt the earth move. Can I just a couple more minutes? I'll let you go. But I gotta wake you up to the truth. Not that you're sleeping, but I gotta wake you up to the truth, because it's waking something in me. Okay, then what's it mean to be filled? Because we leak. Do we leak? Do we leak? In light of this truth, do I leak? Or do I just need to dip my head back into the fullness? Whew. I'm there. One thought. Bob Jones used to say, people can get into the third heaven with a thought. Why? Because heaven's inside you. Ay, 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 ay. Put that in your toast and eat it, buddy. The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Well, where is the Holy Ghost? All over you, brother. The kingdom is the Spirit. The Spirit is the kingdom. Jesus was taught and asked by the disciples, is this the hour that you defeat Rome and set up the kingdom for Israel? What did he do? He didn't give them principles of how to defeat Rome. He didn't give them divine strategies how to take Rome. What did he do? He distracted them. You don't worry about that. You go over here, and there will be a power that comes upon you. He distracted them from the natural intellectual ascent of when the kingdom was coming, and he put them in perspective of where the kingdom truly is right now. It's in the Spirit, and you are in the Spirit. You're no longer in the flesh. Announcement, you died. Just want to make you know, you were crucified. If you believe in Jesus, you're dead. You're not trying to die. You're not trying to carry your cross. The cross carried you. 2,000 years ago, it carried you. It carried you. It carried you. It carried you. And it plunged you, it buried you. You were buried with him, and you have been raised with him. You have been, your has been. We're a bunch of has-beens. Whatever happened to us happened 2,000 years ago, and we're in a holy catch-up. Really? I'm new? I don't feel like I'm new. Maybe I'm not feel like I'm new because I haven't got my affections on things above, but on the things of earth. I'm worried about the natural economy. I'm worried about the natural condition of the earth and the church and Aunt Ethel and Uncle Heathcliff and all these things. They're consuming my conscience. They're consuming me. They're all consuming earthly flame. And it's tiring the dickens out of me. Good news. You that are weary and heavy laden. And there's a version that says, you that are heavy laden through religious ritual, take my yoke, my burden, way bigger. I hope this is encouraging. I'm just yelling at you. You'll get it. Hear what the Holy Spirit's saying. We gotta, I think, rethink. I'm in the process of rethinking. What's it mean to then continually be filled? I heard one person say it means to just be fully satisfied. Just keep getting satisfied with him. But it's not because you're going to some place that's outside you to be filled. You're just, look it in my belly. Isn't you cute? He's so lovely. I've got a house of wine in my belly. If you learn to drink from the well within, woo, we might actually mature in knowledge unto the full stature of this great big God in me. That I could actually be a carrier. We're called to be a carrier, a carrier. Oh, there's too much freedom in the house today. A carrier, a carrier, a carrier of the Trinity. I'm to be a dispenser, not of my fleshly ways, but of his heavenly ways, of his heavenly oil, of his... Didn't I read somewhere in the scripture that out of your belly, they're not just little trickles. He said they're rivers. A river has to have a source, right? Don't be looking at me with that left brain. A river has a source, and there's rivers coming out of me because I'm plugged in, because we're plugged into the very source called God, the rivers of the Trinity. I know I'm not conveying, oh God, I'm not conveying very much rest right now and very effortless, but we can't mistaken passion for striving. There's a big difference. I don't need to strive to find the Trinity. I just need to look within, past my belly button and my issues. There's places to have those issues dealt with. Wonderful, thank God we got prayer counselors, prayer team, all that stuff. But this is beyond issue. This is beyond my earthly life and into my heavenly nature, into my heavenly union, into my heavenly drinking capabilities of all that he is. Let's stand. So, Lord, now that your word has been released, would you torment them like it's tormenting me? In a good way. Whoosh. If you so desire, put your hand on your belly. Pray with me, Heavenly Father. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for Holy Spirit. And I especially thank you for you. I give you permission. Come into the room of my belief. If there's anything that I'm believing contrary to having your fullness in me, would you show me the truth I need to believe? I commit with God's help to meditate and chew on this amplified scripture that I am full and complete with the fullness of God. I choose to be unplugged from anything, any dynamic, any teaching that would be contrary and out of alignment with this truth. Show me. Flood my heart with light that I might know they that are in me, all of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Whoa. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask, that you would pop the cork upon their thinking that the Spirit of the Lord would partner with them and they would be fully renewed in the spirit of their mind. That their mind would be fully caught up with the reality of what has happened in the spirit. That's what that scripture means. Is that my mind is completely in harmony with what's happened to my spirit. My spirit contains, your spirit contains all of the fullness of God. Holy Spirit, we worship you, we honor you. We ask that you would seal this with yourself. And what is of you would burn deep and hotter than this heat wave that's hitting this nation. That the fire of transformational revelation will burn, and there will be an awakened people. There will be an awakened people that fully walk, that fully function, that fully glorify, that fully manifest all of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Spirit, that they will walk as a transformation. They will walk as a manifestation, and they will be a transformational people, like the people of old, Kuhlman, Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, they knew something of the fullness of God in them. And we've looked with great yearning at all these great old people. But I say, there's a greater glory coming to the house called the people of God. There's a greater glory that we can attain. And they're cheering us on from the houses of heaven, from the great cloud of witnesses. That we could be companies of people fully clothed with all of God. That we would not have a consciousness of a poverty, impoverished desperation, but that we would step over the threshold and we would live from God and no longer running toward Him, but acting as though we've been caught. We're acting as though we've been found, because we have. You have been found. If you want this, and you want to stand before heaven and earth, and you're saying, count me in. I want to be a part of a people that are fully clothed with God, whatever it takes. But it's not because we're empty, but it's because we've already been filled 2,000 years ago. If you want this, come up and just, it's a statement to God, and I'm just going to seal and pray that God would seal that which He's doing in the Spirit right now. There's a stirring going on. You can see transformation. I'm telling you, depression's going to leave. Hope is going to come. There's going to be something on you that you've not known, except at pinnacles of conferences. But I say, if you continue to make choices to be abiding with this one that's already there, that's your homework, to learn how to pay attention to the one. Paying attention to the dwelling, the one in His dwelling. The King has come in His dwelling, and it's you. You are His dwelling place. You are the dwelling of God. You are the secret place of the Most High. You are the tabernacle of the Trinity right now. I bless the awareness. Burn, fire, burn. That the eyes of their heart be fully illuminated to see, to know, to perceive. Fire upon the vision. fire on their vision. Fire on their vision. The holy flame of God to see, perceive, and to know all that is put within them. All that is within them. Could you do if you truly knew all of God is in you? All of God is in you. Fire! Fire to see and to know. Boldly being. Whoosh! Bold! Bold! Full of God. Full of God. Full of God. Senses to know the weight of glory that's there in you. Children.
awakened, 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 awakened to love. Power carriers of the fullness, carriers of all of God. Fire, fountain of the fullness of God, dwells in bodily form, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. To see, to behold the glory of the Lord within us, within us, within us, all of God. Illuminated hearts, fire. All of Abba. So close. All of Abba. All of life. All of life. All of life himself, Jesus. All of the Trinity. To know, intimately acquainted myself with all of this being in me. Substance of the Trinity, come forth. Come forth. Substance of the Trinity, come forth in bodily form. Revelation. 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 Beyond what we could hope or dream or ask, dwells within us called God. Fire. Fire to see, to know, to comprehend. Apprehend that which has apprehended us, the Trinity himself, God, Yahweh, awakened, awakened, Shay, awakened and filled 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 until we overflow, we overflow, we overflow, we overflow, but we might not know that we overflow, but we overflow because there's rivers for my belly coming from the Trinity. Whoosh, whoosh, fullness of God be tangible. Tangible in our thinking, in our believing, in our seeing, God. Shh. Shh. The fire of God. The fire of God. Searing anything and separating us from anything that takes us away from the fullness of who you are within us. By the Spirit of the Lord. Everything is changing in the body. The body of Christ will arise as a sleeping giant, and she will be clothed and full and powerful without spot or wrinkle because of he that is in her. Whoosh! Is who he is. Revelation. Revelation. Comprehension of he, Abba, Abba, closer than our breath, Abba, within us. Abba has made his home by the Spirit of the Lord. Whoosh, whoosh, shh, God. Illuminate the hearts. Illuminate the hearts. Flood them with light. Flood them with light to see the hope, the inheritance, the fullness, the fullness. Let them be fully unplugged. Fully unplugged. Fully unplugged. Fully unplugged. Fully engaged in an unbroken delight with the Trinity. Wow. Eyes of the understanding be filled with Christ. The light, God. Loose the light. The light to believe. The light to believe. The light to dare to believe that what we've been looking for is already there. What we've been looking for. Already there. Fire, God. Revelation.